I always say sexism is actually the wallpaper of football. So you've got this wallpaper around that no one questions, mainly because they're largely men and they're not really thinking about it. So I think we're a long way off equality, but I think that's simply down to decisions in boardrooms. So it's not like there's a lot to overcome, really.
Is it goal power or girl power? Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Goal Power.
My name's Karen Dobray, and I'm an elected director at Lewis Football Club, where I sit on the board and I lead on our impact on the world, and I'm involved with our fan and community engagement and also with our financial sustainability.
How old were you when you got into football?
I was 49 when I got into football.
So you haven't always liked football?
No. Actually, I would say I hated football.
Really?
Yeah, I never liked it.
What made you want to suddenly like football?
I was an owner of Lewis Football Club way, way long ago, when it first went into community ownership in 2010. So anyone could become an owner for just £30 a year. And this community ownership means that it's sustainable financially. And I liked that idea and I liked that model, but I never thought I'd go to a football match. I just thought, I like what they're doing at our football club. I'll become an owner, along with, you know, over 2,000 people. Then in 2017, they announced that they were paying their women's team the same as the men's. And I thought, you mean women play football? And you mean when they play, they don't get paid the same as the men? What's going on? Mm-hmm. So I was really, really green about the situation in football. And I thought, well, I must get myself down to the dripping pan and watch a women's football match and see why Lewis FC are making international headlines around the world for becoming the first club in the world to split their playing budgets equally. So I did. I went down to the dripping pan and I saw all these women on the pitch. It was like they put their life on the line for a football and they didn't care so much about what they looked like or how they presented themselves. They cared about winning and they cared about the football. And I thought, you know what? I feel better as a woman as a result of watching this football match, however strange that might sound, because I was so fed up with the messages that we get from social media or from, you know, advertising, that just as women, we're just supposed to look a certain way and we're supposed to be pretty passive. And I thought, this women's football lark, this is the antidote to all of that. So the next part is, well, the people were saying, you shouldn't pay the women the same as the men because they don't get the same crowds. And that was true, because when I went to that football match, there were only about 100 people there and the men would get 400 or 500. So they didn't deserve to be paid the same. So I volunteered to go and tell other women like myself that didn't like football to come and watch Lewis FC Women so that we could make the gate figure go up. As part of a marketing strategy, we quadrupled the gate in 2 seasons and the women got promoted and the men got promoted. So we say equality is a rising tide that lifts all our boats, because it's true.
How long do you think it will take for there to be full equality?
That's a very good...
Well, at Lewis, there pretty much already is, isn't there?
Yeah. At Lewis, there is full equality. But if you mean generally speaking, I think it will take a while. Because if you look at the rest of the footballing world, they're what I would call pre-equality. But they don't think about it enough. You know, they don't think about it. Because I always say sexism is actually the wallpaper of football. So you've got this wallpaper around that no one questions, mainly because they're largely men and they're not really thinking about it. So I think we're a long way off equality, but I think that's simply down to decisions in boardrooms. So it's not like there's a lot to overcome, really, because we had a lot to overcome when we introduced equality, but everyone seems to have come round to it. Okay, now the sponsors are on board, right? So, and our men's team have definitely not suffered. They've also been promoted. It's an important thing to say. I think it's hard to say. There's so many influences on this, but let's say, should we put a figure on it? Should we say 15 years? Should you say that?
Yeah.
Could be. Let's aim for that. How old were you be in 15 years?
can't be bothered to do the maths.
Don't worry, 20-something. Late 20s, yeah. So hopefully by the time you're late 20s, there'll be an equal FA Cup prize fund. All the cups will have equal funds. Women will be playing on the same pitches as men. You'll all be getting jacuzzis and BMWs. And it, you know, we will have the same dreams, right?
Do you have a piece of advice you'd give to a young woman wanting to get involved in football?
The piece of advice that I'd give to a young woman wanting to get involved in football is stay strong and resilient. And then the piece of advice I'd give to someone wanting to stay in football, because quite often girls will stop playing football, you know, around about 14, 15 or so, because it's really, it's hard. There's a lot of pressure really to stop one way or another. It's, you know, you need to get to training, you need the right teams to train with. You've got social pressure around you. Is it weird to play football? You know, when other girls are going out, you've got to go to training. So the other piece of advice is to stick with it, because it's not just football itself. There are loads of jobs within and around football, and we need women in all of those roles, because otherwise the decisions that are made by men, and they don't understand what girls and women face. You know, I would like those girls, and I would give them the advice to stay in football, because you have, there's so much opportunity to change the game for the next generation.
If you could change one thing to help women's football, what would it be?
It would have a great big pound sign in front of it. So it would be money and resources. It would be the money for women to have amazing stadia to play in. It would be the money to offer training sessions for girls, offer female coaching sessions. It would be the money to put lots of marketing behind the girls and women, tell their stories, get the public to engage with them. It would be really resources. Two things that clubs could do now without money, you know, to help girls and women's football. One would be let the girls and women play at the men's stadia, because very often this doesn't happen. And I know at Lewis, both first teams play at the Dripping Pan, but I go to away matches to women's teams, and you know, quite often they're inferior pitches way away from the town where the townsfolk would want to come and support. They can't get there. The other thing is with social media, actually, we have separate handles for our men's and women's teams. And that's because a lot of clubs will include their women's team in the main club account and they'll get lost. Or on the website, they'll say first team and women's team rather than men's team and women's team. So there are lots of little things that you can do without money, and that's to do with attitude and where you, the value you give your women's team. But the main thing we need is money.
How would you persuade someone to come to a Lewis women's match?
Well, now that's easy peasy, cheesy lemon squeezy, that one. I would say, well, I guess it would depend on the person. I'd say, okay, often we have a band there that will do some music and we can chant to that. And I, do you know what I'd say? I'd say, I'll stay with you the whole time and I'll explain what's going on the pitch and we'll have fun. We'll do a bit of chanting. We'll get Prosecco on tap, which you can get at Lewis. We'll have a vegan pie or we'll have a chicken pie, whatever you like. We'll get some fries. I'll take you around. I'll show you our community garden. Brad's Pit, by the way, that's called our community garden. I'll show you the clubhouse, the Rook Inn. I'll tell you where the toilets are. You know, the thing is, I think, to persuade people is to explain to them that they might not know much about football, but it's a whole entertainment afternoon in public. Also, fresh air, no chance of COVID there, right? You're outside. There are so many reasons why you would want to go to a football match, especially at Lewis FC, at the Dripping Pan, because there's magic in the air there. You know, it's the only place in the world where there's equality. So I would say to them, basically, you know, I'll be your friend.
Thank you for answering that question.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you so much. What great questions. And I felt really at ease and engaged with you both. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
From Lewis Town, we are the Rooks from Lewis Town.
Lewis,
we've got the beer, the band and the fireworks. We are the Rooks from Lewis Town.
It's a wonderful feeling when one person starts and then just everyone joins in and you get everyone doing the same thing, and it just feels like you are united.
Karen Dobray was interviewed by Beau and Caitlin for the Girl Power exhibition at Brighton Museum. This is a Make Good Trouble production supported by the Heritage Fund.